It is with the greatest pleasure that I'm reviewing the Espro Press today. Now, I came across the Espro Press for the first time about a month ago, mid-June, at the World of Coffee, where I met Chris. Chris, the brains behind the Espro Press. And he served up such a clean cup of coffee that just blew me away. It blew me away so much that I interviewed him. And then he was kind enough to send me my very own Espro Press, all the way from Canada, where they're based, to the UK, to London. And today I'm preparing a cup of coffee, a filter coffee, in the Espro Press. Now, how do you prepare that cup of coffee? Very simple. You use between 17 and 22 grams of ground coffee, medium coarse. You add for one cup of coffee 300 milliliters of 94 degree water. Now, we don't use boiling water. We know that. We don't want to scald the ground coffee. So I've done just that in this beautiful double-walled container. It is a bit like a flask. It really keeps its temperature inside, whereas the outside, you will not scald yourself. You can just hold it, and it looks just so classy. So I've done that. Then what you do, you let it brew for 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, you put the lid on, and that's now the interesting thing. It is a press, but it's not to be confused with the French press. Yes, it's got a device, a mesh that you push down so that no grounds or grinds can actually escape and mix with your coffee. But what sets it aside is that actually the device that they use and they've developed is it's a little basket. It's a round little basket. It's got mesh around it. And on top sits another filter, a circular filter, the circumference of the inside of the double-walled container. And then you've got a bit of rubber that just, again, fits so snug to the inside that no ground coffee can escape. So I've done that. Then I pushed down very gently, very smooth, which separated all of the ground coffee. Then I poured it into a glass. I wanted to see if there's anything actually that escaped it. Then I wanted to smell it. It smelled beautiful. All the notes really came out, kept its temperature, and I drank it, and it was just very, very beautiful drink. Now, the only thing that I will warn about, because you got to be honest about these things, is that there's a tiniest bit of sediment that actually settles at the bottom of your glass. If you don't drink all the way down, I'm talking about the minutest little sediments at the bottom, then, of course, you'll be enchanted by this cup of coffee. It's clean, it gets all the notes out, and this device can only be congratulated. It is really beautiful. And again, what blows me away is the simplicity of it, but it is very, very competent in its design and what it's achieving. It's a beautiful design, so it gets my thumbs up. Well done, Espro!